It gives it a different kind of life.
Absolutely. So what's your process for preparing to narrate a book?
In general, once I've, you know, agreed to take on a book and scheduled that into my schedule, once I receive the manuscript, I'll also, when I receive the manuscript, I'll also ask from the author for just some general thoughts on their end about who these characters are, maybe any specific accents that come into play. But if I can latch on to what is in your mind as an author in terms of a couple major character traits, whether, you know, it's tied in with their profession or their background or just who they are in your mind, that gives me a place to start with. And then I will read through the manuscript and just take notes all along the way, because it's a lot of my work on the front end is just figuring out who these characters are. And if I can get a pretty solid picture in my mind about who they are, then that makes my job going forward a lot easier. It's tough. Sometimes you get, there are certain books where it's really, especially some of the romance books, they really focus on those two characters, and you don't see many characters on the sidelines. So that's, I guess, a simpler approach from my point of view, when there are a lot of sideline characters. Like for instance, some of the books I've done with Josh Lanyon, a lot of those books are more in the mystery thriller bent. So they sometimes have a more procedural feel, like a Law and Order, where something has happened and we've got to interview these people, we've got to find out what's going on, and we're interacting with these cops here and these victims there. So there are a lot of side characters, and it's you know, my prep work is about, you know, nailing down who they are and making sure that even if they've got a short scene, that the listener has a clear picture of them in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And then
doesn't get confused, obviously, when you're listening to dialogue.
Sure. I think one of the big things I look for are scenes with a lot of characters, because I've got to keep all of them straight so that the listener can keep them straight,
mm-hmm.
to make my recording process a lot more streamlined. So if I can get that done on the front end, it makes it go a lot more smoothly.
How do you keep track of all of the different voices when you assign them?
Usually, whenever I start, whenever a character talks for the first time, I'll take a little clip of that. It depends. Sometimes if there are a lot of characters, or if I'm starting a series, sometimes, and if authors have really strong point of view on them, sometimes I'll go back and forth and actually send some voice samples. And then take those and come to some agreement on that. Otherwise, in most cases, I'll stop my recording when I create these characters, take a little snippet of their first line or two, and keep that in another folder on my computer so I can refer to that. Because sometimes it'll happen, there'll be a character in the first scene, you won't see them until much later in the book. It may be days later for me. If I'm recording a 10-hour book, and, you know, there's a character at the beginning on day one, I may not see him till the end of the week.
Right.
And I've created, exactly. And yeah, who knows, there could be 20 other characters I've created between now and then.
Right.
So I always make sure to have a little clip on hand that I can refer to.